Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, is it me or does it seem like there are more bear attacks these days? I kind of am just getting the feeling that these animals are shifting. Maybe they're getting hungrier. Maybe with the weather changes, they're changing their pattern. Maybe they have rabies. I don't know. But a couple and their dog were killed while camping in Banff National Park. These hikers were married, very bear savvy, nature savvy. But them and their dog were mauled to death by a grizzly bear. They were camping at a national park in Canada. They were able to send out a GPS alert to Parks Canada around 8 p.m. on Friday, indicating that they had been attacked. A team specializing in wildlife attacks was immediately sent out, but poor weather forced them to abandon taking a helicopter, and they had to travel by ground instead. By the time they got to them at 1 a.m., so 5 hours later, the couple and the dog were dead. The grizzly bear is still in the area exhibiting aggressive behavior. Animal had been caught and then euthanized for public safety. A family member said the long-term partners loved the outdoors. They were inseparable. They lived for being in the backcountry and were two of the most cautious people I know. They knew bear protocol and followed it to a T. Well, if they knew bear protocol, then what happened? It's sad. The couple was found at the Red Deer River Valley west of the Yaha Tinda Ranch. It's an area owned by Parks Canada, used to race horses for mounted park rangers. One family member of one of the deceased told CBC that the family received notification by satellite that the couple had camped for the night. They checked in every night. This means they were not traveling after dark. They were not setting up camp when the attack happened, which means this happened on their campsite. Now, the national park attracts 4 million tourists every year, but it is home to grizzly and black bears. Now, a friend of the family described them again as people who were pretty savvy when it comes to nature. And so when you hear something like this happen, it's frightening. And I love the outdoors. I have a respect for nature. I understand because I grew up in a desert and we hike in the desert a lot. I understand that I'm in their territory. Even in our neighborhood, we have rattlesnakes that hide in bushes. And when you are walking the dog and the dog wants to sniff around the bushes, keep that dog away from piles of leaves. Keep them away from bushes because these are the homes of these snakes. Just because we built homes, and expanded the city and expanded the suburbs doesn't mean the wildlife was on board. And sadly, these coyotes come into the neighborhood, go through the gate, and one decided to kill my cat. We are on their territory, and we seem to forget that. We put in concrete, we put in sidewalks, we might build fences, and then we want to enjoy the outdoors. I love camping. I love hiking. But unfortunately, there could be animals that feel threatened or may have mental health issues or might want to just kill. So what do you do? How do you avoid a bear encounter? Well, there is viewing etiquette. Okay, avoid an encounter with a bear, obviously, if you can. Keep a distance. Don't surprise them. Avoid baby bears. I know the baby bears are the cutest little, oh my God, look at the little baby bear. Winnie the Pooh. No, just avoid that because keep in mind, where there's babies, there's mama bear. And mama bear will kill. If a bear has noticed you, and the bear is paying attention to you. You can de-escalate the situations. Okay, according to NPS.gov, identify yourself. Talk calmly. Hi, I'm a human. I'm not a prey animal. Sometimes bears will be smart and go, okay, I know, you know, she kind of looks funny in her, you know, dark green, you know, slicker or brown jacket or, and, you know, let them know I'm human. Okay? Remain still. You will not be able to outrun the bear. So keep it, just like you won't be able to outswim a shark. So sometimes you have to stay still. Make sure you very slowly have a weapon in your hand. Many people do not carry a knife, do not carry a weapon, do not carry bear spray. If at all you are moving very, very quietly, make sure you have something in your hand. Now, a bear that is standing does not always mean threatening. It means it's curious, it's trying to look at you and look bigger. Stay calm. Bears will oftentimes bluff their way out. They might charge you and turn away at the last second. They might also woof and yawn and salivate and growl, snap their jaws. They say continue to talk to the bear in low tones. Stay calm. It won't be threatening to the bear. If you scream and go, ah, that could be a problem. They say do not imitate bear sounds or make a high-pitched squeal. You got to get the kids away. Do not make any loud noises or screams because they think that could be a prey animal. Wave your arms above your head. Tell the bear to back off. Do not make any sudden movements. Do not make any loud noises or screams. Always hike and travel in groups. Okay? Usually, you know, a bigger group might kind of deter them. Bears may feel that, you know, may be a little more intimidating. Make yourselves look as large as possible. Move to higher ground. Do not go climb a tree. Make sure your food is hidden. I understand you're cooking something on a fire. I'm going to be camping in a few weeks. And I think my friend, we're going with my friend's kids, and they're going to be bringing barbecue, and I know it's going to smell good. But keep in mind, you've got to cover up the food. Okay? And don't, like, feed the bear. Don't go, I'm going to give the bear food. Do not drop your pack. A bear will slice your back, so you need that pack. Move away slowly and sideways. Keep your eye on the bear. Don't run. Don't climb the tree. Try and leave the area and be cautious. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So for years, we've been talking about the sex robot industry, where that's growing. And these sex robots are going to be AI-powered and learn what you like. Look the way you want them to, if you want blonde, redhead, whatever. Say what you want them to say. And sex robots, albeit they're very, very expensive, are going to later be in the homes as ubiquitously as sex aids and vibrators and things like that. So it's scary to think that would happen, but look at how many individuals are glued to the internet, have no problem falling for AI-generated avatars, and these characters that aren't human. So I think people have no problem. I mean, look at sex dolls. That's a huge industry. But there has been kind of a quiet when it comes to robots and work and robots that could be in your house. Disney used to have, about 15 years ago, Osmo. They had like a presentation of Osmo that would be in the house helping. Osmo at the time could not go upstairs. That was just too complex an act for it to do, but it could still walk and answer doors and help the owner of the house or the home do whatever. And I was blown away at how these robots could do what they needed to do. It's just nobody really wanted them. They were too expensive, and people were a little freaked out. Well, now there's a company, Agility, I think it's Agility Robotics, yep, who in Salem, Oregon, is opening up a 70,000 square foot facility, promising that they will produce 10,000 robots a year. These robots will be bipedal, meaning 2 feet. They will be human sized, and they will have eyes. I guess their 2020 version was headless. Now they're going, it'll have LED eyes. I guess people want a face on the robot. And they believe that there is a market, and they will try to mass produce 10,000 robots a year. Now, I know people are thinking, oh my God, Terminator 2, you know, can they later be used as weapons? Could they weaponize humans? I you know, once you get tech in there and AI, I'm sure you can make them do anything. But the Agility co-founder and CEO, you know, says, we built, I guess the name of the robot is Digit, to solve difficult problems in today's workforce, like injuries, burnout, high turnover, unfillable labor gaps, with the ultimate vision of enabling humans to be more human. Now, when people say, so these robots are going to replace jobs, anytime an employer said they were using automation, self-checkouts, robots, they said, this is not to make people lose jobs. This is to allow our humans to do more customer service. And we're like, yeah, BS. You're going to fire these people as soon as you can. These industry heads know what employers need. If a California franchisee has to pay each worker $20 an hour to make a $1.50 hamburger menu, you know they're going to try to get, they're going to try to automate as much as possible. And a robot is not going to file workers' comp claims. They're not going to call out with no notice. They're not going to harass another employee. They aren't going to claim they were harassed. A robot is going to mean less drama, assuming it works, for the employer. So you can bet your butt, if a robot could do the job of a human and not call out and not need health insurance and not ask for raises, not steal cash from the drawer, and I'm not saying all employees do that, but an employer might be thinking this is going to be nice. So Digit, the first humanoid, the CEO says, when you're building new technology to make society better, the most important milestone is when you're able to mass produce a technology at a scale where it can have real widespread impact. 10,000 robots a year. We're still far from robots taking over jobs and taking over the world. But I think once we do have that tech, we're screwed. I do believe that whole Terminator thing can come true. We have seen hackers be able to control pacemakers, control hospital tech, control water systems. When that water system got hacked because they were able to alter the sodium hydroxide in the city's water system. I mean, what hackers could do are endless. And once you have that tech, there's a pipeline to it. And I am kind of nervous about this, but it's one of those things where humans, because of our tech, are going to put ourselves out of existence. I don't know if robots are going to be the beginning of the end of humans, but we have, in the last 3 years, you talk about fast, we have changed how we do schools, how we do work, how we date. When you have 40-year-old virgins, and they're not embarrassed about it, they are fine with being virgins and not getting involved with somebody to have sex with, you start to, no wonder sex robots and having robotic friends are going to be in demand. People have relationships with their chat, these chat bots, and they have no problem with it. So Digit was first designed in 2020, featured a bipedal human-sized design, was headless. It was capable of performing tasks autonomously, picking up a box. It used to need a human to help navigate through a room, but look, now we have those, what are those Roombas? They're little vacuum cleaners. They learn the room. They learn the room, and now they know where to go. And you're like, whoa. They could learn the room. The new improved version was released in March, complete with a head, new set of animated LED eyes. They're a human-centric multi-purpose. According to USA Today, Digit's intended uses in warehouses and industrial spaces, performing dangerous or strenuous tasks that often cause injury to human workers, such as moving heavy materials. So this is, and even though the CEO says this isn't going to replace, he's already admitted this is supposed to be for the workplace. Now, the new factory is going to employ 500 human workers who are going to work alongside Digit to build robots, and these robots will later put them out of jobs. But how does society feel about this? I mean, this is the problem we have with science. We could clone people. We could do genetic manipulation of babies and make designer babies. It's scary what we could do. And the problem with science is when you know science and you have science, do you take a step back? Do you not progress with it? And so we have been flirting with the idea of doing robots and having automation for years. And people have been afraid of it. But now you have desperate employers. And you have employers saying, I can't get people to come to work. I can't afford my staff. And that's the other thing, too. Robots used to be very, very expensive. Now, when you look at your labor costs, you're starting to see, wait a second, for 5 employees, I'm spending more than what a robot would cost. And if that robot could do the work of 5 employees and never call out, now you're talking. So we humans are writing ourselves out of existence. And it might not be in our lifetime. I hope it isn't. But in the next millennial, what are we going to do? Oh, robots don't need to be fed. Robots will do as you're told. You can program the robot to do exactly what you need it to do and not make mistakes and not make mathematical errors. I've been in restaurants where a robot delivers the food. And I go, can I have some ranch? And then you see the waitress run over going, I'll get you the ranch. Because I'm talking to the robot. But the robot later will be able to go back and bring me my ranch. Or the robot will not forget the ranch. I told the waitress to get ranch. When you tell the robot ranch, please, that robot's going to remember it. So when you can come up with an entity that works better than human. Now people say, yeah, but we want customer service. People want to be around other humans. They want the touch. We got rid of that after COVID. Is your customer service online, or do you get to see them in person? People don't want to be around other people. We are writing ourselves out of the industry, and we're writing ourselves out of sex. Now, I hear young people talk all the time, it's really expensive to take somebody out, and then they don't have sex. And if what they want is sex, they can have a robot. Not that I would want that. I'd rather have a human. But now some people are thinking, they're like, you know, save the money. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden calling on Republicans in Congress to keep their word after passing a short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. Congressman Matt Gaetz intends to make a motion this week to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike, with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom vetoing a bill Saturday that had been inspired by high-profile work stoppages in Hollywood and the hotel industry. Newsom says he supports workers and often benefits from campaign contributions from labor unions, but he vetoed the bill because the fund the state uses to pay unemployment benefits will be nearly $20 billion in debt by the end of the year. Every consumer cell phone will be part of a nationwide emergency alert this coming Wednesday at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this was sad, and I hope they find her. But there was a girl, a 9-year-old girl, that was going camping with the family and decided to ride her bike around the campsite. We believe 9-year-old Charlotte Senna was abducted Saturday evening while she was on a 2-night camping trip with her family. She was riding her bike on Loop A of Morro Lake State Park in New York near Saratoga Springs. She vanished at about 6:15 p.m. She was playing with friends throughout the day, but decided to take her bike out at 6:15 p.m. right before the sun went down. Should have only taken a few minutes to complete the small loop. Within 15 minutes, Parents like Richie.
At 6:30, parents already started getting worried. By 6:47, apparently they reached out to everybody around the campsite, started calling for her, looking around, and then 17 minutes later called 911. They found her bike. Police will not say where the bike was found or what kind of condition it was in, but it was enough for parents to go, she was taken. There's now a frantic search underway. There's an Amber Alert that was issued Sunday morning. Rangers searched the park and found no sign of her. And this is just, how many of us have gone to campsites? There's bathrooms, there's showers in the center, there's a loop. My sons and I would always walk around the loops, then go for a walk. Campsite, usually people that go to campsites are really good people that aren't camping. You got families, you have a community. Somehow she vanished. And it was a busy campsite. It wasn't like she went into an isolated area. No one reported seeing her taken. Police are also refusing to disclose, according to Daily Mail, how many people were in the park at the time and whether or not they interviewed anyone who was asked to leave the 62,000-acre park. Amber and her family were part of a larger group of family and friends. In the park alone, Janae Senna, the aunt, said in the park alone, someone had to have seen something. It was crowded, dinner time, a busy campsite, 75-degree weekend day. She said, I find it very hard to believe that someone didn't notice something. Charlotte's aunt, Janae Senna, said during an interview. New York State police are confident that Charlotte was abducted, but it's unclear if there's any surveillance footage from the campsite that indicates how she was taken. She was last seen wearing a tie-dye Pokemon shirt, dark blue pants, black Crocs, gray helmet. I think she has green eyes and she's blonde. But, and you see a picture, one of the last pictures of her before, she decided to ride a bike. And so I'm frustrated by something like this because I'm trying to get families and kids away from the computers. I want them to learn how to start a fire, how to fish, how to cook fish, how to learn how to hunt, learn how to enjoy the outdoors. You know, understand that there's more to a concrete city. And I've taken my kids to campsites many, many times. And we don't go out just in the middle of nowhere and, pitch a tent. We will go to places that are well-known and populated and have asphalt. And we'll bring the RV. Or we'll bring the tent and the truck and a little porta potty because I have trouble going in the woods. But we usually go to places where there's potties. And for something like this to happen, where it shows we just are not progressing when it comes to child safety and it comes to predators. Now, could it have been an animal? We don't know. But the fact that they are ruling this an abduction already, and they've already sent out an Amber Alert, means there are predators then watching campsites. Now, I mean, this should be still fairly easy to find because you have, if somebody was, let's say, there to take somebody and then they drove out, there usually are cameras at the gate in and out. But if this is somebody who's living deep in the woods, it could take days to find her. And I don't know what the answer is. I grew up with parents who were very paranoid, wouldn't let me go anywhere, wouldn't let me do anything, wouldn't let my hair grow anything, longer than a boy's cut because there was a family member who was gang raped and they thought that could happen to me. So they didn't want me looking like a girl. They didn't want me getting attention. And I mean, all I did was garner attention. I'd start singing everywhere. I'd start dancing. I'd start entertaining. And they were really trying to keep me undercover because they just didn't want anybody taking me or raping me or attacking me. And sadly, I was
was later attacked, but it was once I was a grown up, and there's only so much you could do. You know, we live in a world where people are you know, can be pretty crappy at times. But I want a world where if your kid wants to ride a bike, they can ride a bike. If your 9-year-old daughter can't ride a bike without fear of abducted in a campsite, that's a problem. And I really hope they find her. I hope they find her okay. I mean, we've been sending the message to get the hell off your computers and get on a bike and go out and exercise. And if kids have to fear being trafficked or being stolen and or being attacked, no wonder people want to stay home. That's one of the reasons why you have individuals saying, I'd rather work at home. I have friends and family that have to kind of work in areas where they have to park a half mile away from work. They have to walk. They don't feel safe when they walk. They don't have people to walk with. So, yeah, they're going to be like, can I just work at home? I don't blame somebody for wanting to work at home. If they're in an area with high crime, you know, they have high gas prices, toxic coworkers. But we are starting to change from a society that's out there and wants to hang out and enjoy the outdoors to being paranoid. And examples like this fuel that paranoia. 6 p.m., how many times do my kids go, okay, while you're cooking dinner, because they don't want to help, while you're cooking dinner, we're going to go for a quick walk, we're going to take the dog for a walk, or we're going to. I've let my kids run around campsites all the time. I guess we now have to rethink that. And watch your boys also. Boys could be trafficked and abducted as well. We have sick individuals out there. Which means if your children have a bike, you got to go biking with them. Maybe you need to teach your kids to have a weapon. Maybe we need to, you know, maybe we're just going to have to go about this completely different. I mean, I put my kids in martial arts. And I really never had them walk around with a pocket knife or whatever. But once they were old enough and they asked, you know, I'm going to be going to this place. We're going to be camping. Should I have a pocket knife? Absolutely. You're going scuba diving? You've got to have a knife on you if you're going scuba diving in case a shark tries to attack you. You have to have a weapon on you to protect yourself. It doesn't have to be a gun, but whatever you know. And maybe that's what we need to do. Every single child needs to be trained in martial arts, Krav Maga, Taekwondo, know how to attack somebody who's attacking them. I mean, my father was military, so he taught us early on, go for the eyes, grab the pinkies, hit the franks of beans. And my father would kind of grapple with us so we would learn how to attack. Maybe this is what we need to do. We need to teach all our kids that at any time. And then we just, I guess, can't let them bike alone at a campsite. It's sick. It really is sick. 1-877-DOT-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil.
In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we talk a lot about saving money on the show because whether it's in healthcare, whether it's your finances, whether it's retirement, money seems to be one of the most important things to people. Should be also health, but health and money. And when you have money, you can spend money on health. Fortunately, I see a lot of people skimp on their health to save money. There are some medical choices people make that I think could possibly lead to their demise because they're trying to save money. So I will oftentimes spend time trying to teach you guys how to get some extra money so you can hopefully divert it to health if you need. And One thing that I think some people are starting to rethink are their living expenses. Now, I have brought up many times that when I was living on my own and making $4 an hour and walking everywhere and trying to make ends meet before I could scrape $1,800 together to buy a used Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning, I would rent rooms and I would scrape whatever money I could to pay for rent, and I would just rent a room. I didn't need a whole apartment. I didn't need a whole house. I didn't even really need a phone line. I, for months, went without a phone. And if the job needed to get a hold of me, they would just see me at the next shift. And I had a P.O. box. I did that because I would have to jump from place to place wherever I could afford to live. And it saved me a lot of money. Nowadays, you know, I talk to my sons about it. Many of their friends are already living with their girlfriends or they're living alone. And that costs money to live alone. You can't afford to live alone. Well, apparently, there are 4-foot pods being offered in California for people to live in because they can't afford a basic apartment. And this really caught my eye. It is supposed to be a quote-unquote cheap rental option. It's not that cheap. This 4-foot pod allowing you to sleep with a communal living area is still $900 a month. That's still a lot of money. But housing in California has become so expensive that San Francisco residents have been willing to spend $900 on a 4-foot pod to save money. The California housing crisis has drove a mass migration out of the state. About 500,000 people left in 2 years. But Brownstone Shared Housing came up with a creative solution to overpriced housing with their communal living pods. Each pod is 3.5 feet wide, 4 feet tall, barely big enough to fit a twin mattress, and you can't stand up in these suckers. But they range anywhere from $500 to $900 a month. So it looks like a glorified closet. And apparently, $900 is something people are willing to pay, since they can't even get a full studio for that. San Francisco is investigating the low-cost housing option after it became apparent that developers might not have had the correct permits to build their pod complex. So pod complexes would allow you to have your own pod, lock your own area, be able to sleep in your own area, kind of like a little, kind of like a berth on a ship. But then you would share living space. You would share bathroom, showers, a kitchen. And I'm starting to see places like this. There's an apartment complex. It looks gorgeous, and I heard it's expensive near the university where I live in town. But you don't have your own necessarily kitchen. You might have your own toilet, but there's shared living spaces. So rather than people having their own apartment, which they can't afford, some of these developers are like, what if we just give people private places to sleep? And then the plumbing is cheaper because it's all shared. The construction is cheaper because now all you have to do is put up drywall in smaller areas and have more open space, easier to shunt through the air conditioning and things like that. And I am thinking that this is how we're going to slowly start to see housing develop and evolve. And so when individuals are like, look, you know, I need to use a computer, I need to use a bathroom, but I don't really need to be home. See, that was my thing. I was working all the time, so I was never home. All I needed is a place to sleep. I would leave the house at 6 a.m., and I wouldn't come back till midnight because I would be on campus, I would be working, I had 3 part-time jobs, so in between class, I would tutor, or I would go to the EPA, or I would work at Jack in the Box until I finally made it home at midnight. So I just needed a place 6 hours a day. And I think you have a lot of individuals out there going, I'm never home. Now, on the flip side, you have individuals where that's all they are home. After the lockdown happened, one of the reasons why people left New York City is they didn't have to live in high-priced areas. But number two is their 400-square-foot apartment sucked to be locked down for months in. And they're like, I need space. I need to be able to work out. If the gym is closed down, I need to have an apartment that allows me to have some gym equipment in the house. I need to be able to live in my home. And so the housing market then boomed because people went from small living places to big houses, bigger areas in cheaper areas outside of the city. And then they were able to have, because if they ever did have to be locked down or work from home, they have a place. I mean, I could be very, very comfortable in my house. I have gym equipment. I have, if I had to lock down again, that would suck, but I could do it because I have the room. And that's what people want. They want a jacuzzi. They want, but for some people, they're like, I can't afford my own place. I just need a bed. If I could have a bed, I don't care about public bathrooms. I don't care about public showers. I can make it work. So these pods, I think, are going to be communities that we start to see. I am a little concerned about safety. Well, because, you know, what could happen there if, you know, there, you would think there'd be safety in numbers, but look what just happened with that in the campsite. But it is fascinating to me that, you know, the younger generations are some of the more practical. And if you don't need to pay for unused living space, they're not going to want to. Look what's happening with retail. They say 3,200 retail stores across the U.S. are going to be closing in the next 2-3 months. Why? Low inventory, crime, prices of real estate. So CVS, Foot Locker, Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, many places are closing up. Restaurants are closing too. But the shoplifting rates, low store inventory, people moving to more in-person shopping, things are getting more practical. People can shop from home now, and they can get things delivered to their home. And if people say, you see, Dahlia, there's always going to need to be delivery people. Have you ever ordered a pizza from a driverless car? They're now using driverless cars to bring your pizza to you. Your stuff is going to be sent to you by drones and non-humanoid objects. We're going to exponentially be moving in that direction. And if the average person doesn't want to go to a store and deal with parking and deal with the bad weather or deal with crime, these companies aren't bringing the money in. And if people are stealing, they could only do so much to raise their rates. So retail sales have risen. But 20 major brands have announced closures now that are going to take effect by the next 2 months. And according to Insider, that equals 3,193 locations. Christmas tree shops, they're apparently closing 82. Walgreens closing 150 stores. CVS, 300. Tuesday Morning is closing 487 stores. Rite Aid, 500. It's sad. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.